Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 of the Voice of America on May 4th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about conflicts in the ruling ZANU-PF party over the outcome of primary elections.
To join our discussion, join us directly by calling this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us. And for those that have just joined us, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about ZANU-PF primary elections.
Some top ZANU-PF officials aligned to President Emmerson Mnangagwa bit the dust in the recent ZANU-PF primary elections. They include special advisor to the president, Christopher Muchangwa, several ministers and members of parliament who are now saying the internal polls were rigged.
The losers suspect that members of the ousted Generation 40 or G40 linked to deposed President Robert Mugabe and the police targeted Mnangagwa's allies in the primaries. However, winners say the people who want fresh blood in the party have spoken.
President Mnangagwa acknowledged today that there were some irregularities in the primaries, noting that results of the elections will be announced soon after a ZANU-PF Politburo meeting tomorrow.
At the same time, the opposition MTCT, led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, is expected to conduct primaries starting tomorrow.
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about the discussion that we have here, the ZANU-PF elections and the pending MDC elections, primary elections. ZANU-PF primary elections, NEMA elections, primary elections, foot MDC, arukutariswa kutanga mangwana.
Kukasa kusasa simili chonga, ngale ku MDCT, kuyapiwa lako. Sizo kutwake iba kakarisu keto kusasa, kuzikefika mshaka tulufu.
So atukurufu. So kabaini nguwa.
Ye, babe loko vitinga ambe pendla, bebo tukuramba jani.
Pane nguwa.
Kuzo buya kuzanu lapa ndota, kukanya ngazani abantu ba wile ti. Lapa skuluma wango baba, apeti niko ngobe kuhanda konale. Kuzo buya umnu mzana Christopher Mtsangwa, kuna hale notoni.
Notoni.
Folo koto, kutuwa mchaisika.
Ku, ya. Nyaya mai upa mchinguri kashiri.
Kuhana kukanyi kutu.
Atisunya suzo, otivaka, wine,
Konapo
Tichangwa mangwana after the political meeting.
Koto kaya zani bafunda buye lepaka. So zulugani daba aschain konoko eskuluma hako la mflai silo chonga lapa. Ama primary election ase 12 cents mabantu. Aba njisewe zibifunga ichoi ila makalabovu. Yawazi mtu ya kafunga ichoi ila makalabovu kuchoni. E kuhande sita hunde ni kuna ngale napo tinesita buka kona. Kukanya zani zokutua uke tulo ma primaries. Ngono lupindwe. Umalaki nkomo wadliwa. Kuzobuya umnumzana uapet niko ngube wachapanzi. Kuzobuya labanya batizi. Bejonga bapana nje. Awasana kungela kuzombusazo. So as crewmen kunapa MTC layo kia choni kuba kusasa.
This is Gibbs. Maybe I can just take this opportunity to remind our listeners and viewers that they can join the show by phoning us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call them back. And also they should be reminded that we are live streaming. Yeah. On VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. We are for the people.
Kunjalo.
Yes.
Kunjalo for
you. Van, vana utawa.
Tina lapa kula kurika. Fair, fair.
We are for the people.
Kunjalo.
Yes.
Kukubatele.
Wungu diwa watiriri ni watiriri. Nasi nyayaturu kurukura. Ndiye saru zoze maa primary kaze kuchaga. Vachamira batu zana PF. Zichango vakuitwa. Paka buda mitaure ya kawanda. Vanoe Zimbabwe wakawanda wakara wachichema kutusaru zo. Zino biri ziru kwa zino di vanu wachitayo wakuna shakadaro. Vanenge wajikiwa ndoa no nyunyuta. Zazupindo omusha we zanu PF. Wakawanda wakakundwa. Warukunyunyuta kuti papa ine zviminga mpinyi kana nzira dzakashandiswa dzisiridzo. Dzavanofungidzira kuti dzakabatwa nadzo sarudzo. Vamwe varikuti mapurisa eZimbabwe Republic Police akanga asingafani kunge achipinda musarudzo idzo dzikuve nechekuita nesarudzo. Vanofanira kungomirira pane parwiwa mutemo woshandisa masimba awo sezvo vanopiwa nebumbiro remutemo ogadzirisa nyaya dzekunetsana kwete kuti vange vari ma polling agents kana ma polling officer evamwe vanhu vari kumuzano PF kana kupedzisira vato vendo vari kutenderera nema ballot box kutizane zvimuti kana iri relay koitawo vamwe vakuru vemusangano vatinonzwa kuti vakadyiwa kunyange hazvo Zanu PF iri kuti ichazivisa vakakunda zviri official kana zviri pamutemo mangwana mushure memusangano we Politburo asi zvishoma zvakamboburiswa nava Angel Betrugege vanove ndiwo tete wemusangano kana kuti political commissar webato reZANU PF zvinoratidza kuti mimwe mikono yakarara musarudzo idzodzi mukono mukuru unozivikanwa ndava Christopher Muchangwa ndiwo vanove mutungamiri wesangano revakarwa hondo yerusununguko yeZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association varivo zvakare chipanga mazano chemutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa vamutsvangwa vakadyiwa pamaprimary ipapa kunotonuko hapasati panyatsobuda pachena kuti sachigaro wezanu PF anove amai opa muchinguri kashiri vakadyiwa here kana kuti vakakunda asi tinonzwa vazhinji vachitaura kuti vakadyiwa naamai vanonzi Joyce Bukuta tinongozwa kudaro kuti ndo zvakaitika asi takazoona pachinenge pabuda mashoko ekuti pakakanganiswa kuziviswa vanenge vachazoti tichazozvinzwa mangwana mushure mepolitburo kuti vakadyiwa zvachokwadi kwoitawo mamwe makurukota nemamwe maMP vagara vanga varimo zvakanzi nevamwe aiwa tomboisawo vatsva
in Gwanda the biggest loser maybe Mr. Abednego Ncube he has been there for ZANU PF over the years and when there was that military intervention he was there as well but come election time people are saying
the
no.
people spoke
you see
and it
now we've got one winner right on the line and that is Honorable Joseph Chuma of Pelandaba Mpopoma constituency he's the sitting MP there so let's talk to him Honorable Chuma, how are you?
Fine, thank you, and how are you?
Congratulations.
They are in order. Thank you very much. God is great.
Thank you so much. So how did the primary election go in your place? Because we are told that in some cases, some candidates were actually carrying lots and lots of boxes stuffed with ballots. And in some cases, you get somebody having the election conducted in his homestead. So in your case, how did it go?
Well, in my case, we're very civilized people, we're orderly people. We conducted our primaries in a very, very peaceful environment, and it was harmonious. We had no problems at all. We had one center in Popoma and another center in 113 at the White Stadium by the youth arena, which was useful for everyone. And people came in, they cast their votes. Although most of the people did not manage to vote because of certain errors that were there, they some didn't find their name because voters rose for the party. But still, those that voted very well, and I'm sure all the candidates that were there are satisfied because they haven't had any complaints so far. So I think we went about our business in an orderly manner.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, quality.
But Honorable Chuma, for those you said were not able to vote, they were disenfranchised by the system. How are they going to be ahead?
Sorry?
Those people you said were not able to vote due to various issues or glitches, how are they going to be heard if their names, if they registered their card-carrying members who were eligible to vote?
Well, yes, but look, this is an internal process. So really, even if they did not vote, we still have the national election, which is the big one. This was just an internal process to come up with one candidate who's going to represent the party. So some of the things, like the president alluded to, are teething problems. We're trying a new system, a democratic system, an open system. So for those that did not vote, really, it should not be a big issue, a big matter. They should then rally behind the candidate that is one, and then we go and face the opposition now in the national general election.
Yeah, masasikangela ke golide lapha ukuthi kulabanye sibili abathi bakhona babalekela amabhokisi lapha bangena ezitabeni abanye sebebonti sebenqotshwa kwezinye indawo babe bejisa ama-ballot boxes lamaphepha konke. So khonokhu kuyabe kusiziwa kwini golide?
But those are very dangerous elements. And I hope that tomorrow's Politburo is going to decisively deal with such elements. But you never know that super even in the national election, whether they're coming from ZANU PF or MDC or any other party, it does not matter. But what we are saying is that people must learn to win gracefully and lose gracefully as well. So if people have said no, they don't want you anymore, then take it with a great stride and be a gentleman or a lady about it and bow out and bow down and congratulate the person who has won and move on in the party and then support the candidate that has won. That's criminal. It shows that some people are so poor hungry. These are the same people who now end up wanting to put things with violence to remain in power. And we don't want that kind of people, whether from Zambia or any other party. So I hope the political is going to deal decisively with them and disqualify them totally from running any election whatsoever, because they are a bad example and they are the bad apple in the basket. That is spoiling evidence. We want a free and credible election. So it begins there. And therefore, I'm praying very hard that our party leadership, the Politburo, is going to definitely make sure that anyone who has done such a thing is totally disqualified and must not even be allowed to stand for another election, even for maybe 10 years. Or even for life, depending on the gravity of their cases. But we don't want people who are so losers. We want people that lose gracefully and say, okay, this time people have said that they don't want me. Let me go back to the ground, work hard again, and then the next time again when another election comes in, I will throw again my CV again and find out if people appreciate me. Because these are the same people when they're in power, they forgot about these people. They never went back to those people. And those people said, okay, we are there, we are going to wait for 5 years. And then the sentences are up. We are going to deal with you. And they've dealt with them that way. So it just simply shows that you have not worked well with the people. I was a city MP, but because I worked well with the people, they decided to return me resoundingly. Even the guy who came number two was by a big distance away, over 400 votes. So it shows that the people have the confidence in me to say, no, let's return him because he has done well, he has been with us. So if you're not with the people will decide. The people are not stupid anymore. They'll look at you and say, ah, chef, but come vote today, they'll show you their true colors.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I think, Gibbs, the people that Honorable Chuma is talking about, they should not belong to a political party, but to a marathon team. So they should belong to a marathon team where they run out of the battle 5 kilometers and give the next.
I still remember in West Africa, you know, there was an election that was being conducted. And then this guy came with a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Then he took all the ballot boxes and drove away. You know? So this reminds me of that kind of thing. Yes.
Honorable Chuma is still there.
Yes.
Honorable Chuma. Yes. Yes. You mentioned that President Mnangagwa today at the launch of your party's manifesto talked about teething problems, and somebody was saying ZANU-PF should not be talking of teething problems after being in power for 38 years. What do you say?
No. You see, you must remember that this is a new dispensation. And we are trying to correct things and do things in some other manner. You must remember that long back, people were complaining about imposition of candidates, people just coming in and being put and declare that, no, so-and-so is going to stand for such a constituency. And that goes nowhere to contest that. But right now, with the new dispensation, the president is saying, let anyone who feels that they want to stand come up and stand. And therefore now, we are going back to the drawing board and saying, let's do things properly. So even the organization of the elections themselves becomes another issue which must then come up and be done in some proper and orderly manner. So therefore, you must then understand that definitely there's going to be teething problems. And also we have a new commissar who just came in as well. And then he might try and do things in one way or the other, which is different. And at times, the trials and errors are unknown for failing or succeeding. So that is why we said that these are teething problems, but towards democratizing any election and making sure that the things are done to the satisfaction of everybody. Although it will always be impossible to satisfy everyone. Someone can lose totally and probably get two or three votes, but they'll still come up and say, no, it was rigging. No, it was unfair. Because people's mentalities have always been designed in such a way that they always want to think that they are the ones that are supposed to win. Mm-hmm. If they don't win, then they cry foul play. That's the whole system. We see it even in national elections. MDC won and said, Zambezi Ariga. Because what do you want? But the day when they win, they'll be wanting to say, yeah, now it's correct, this is free and all right. That's because they would have won. So people must actually have a paradigm shift and come out of this mindset of saying that if I do not win, then it means that it's not fair. You must know that when you go into a race, there must be a winner and a loser. And if you happen to be in the loser's box, do not then look at the winner's box and start throwing stones there. It is wrong, because one day it will be you in the winner's box. Do you want the other person out to start throwing stones to you here?
Asi regai ningu kanda mvuzo ne chize zuru, ne shona honorable Chuma. Imi murimwe wanu wakakunda, tirukunzwa kune wamwe wakatoenda kunoratidzira pamuzinda webato muHarare, ne wamwe warumatunha akasiyana siyana vari kunyunyuta. Imi wose mumwe akakunda, munoti kune vakakundwa iwa vari kunyunyuta.
Inini what I would simply say, is that I was drafted kuti ndo maexample evanhu vari sovizo vasingade kudyiwa. Munhu unobva obvuma kuti muupenyu kana uchipinda makwikwi aya. Either unowina kana kuti unodyiwa kana wadyiwa uchibata maoko auhwina kana muti aiwa makorokoto zvagonewa next time ndichadzokazve ugodzokera kuground unoshanda unokorekta mamistakes ako because vanhu vatakuudza kutiisusu takavenga izi chinoenda unogadzisa izvozvo because vangawanda vati vakadyiwa ivavo havaonekwe kuvanhu ikoko saka vanhu vane tendensi yekuti vanhu vari patient vanokumirira because vanoziva kuti fasezi dzinopera tichamugadzisa kana fasezi dzauya saka iwewe uchinzwa masentiment avo tichitanga mugadzira enda kuvanhu gara nevanhu vanhu vacho havatombogara maconference acho iwavo asi oda kuti kana kwavokuvhotegwa auda kuvhoterwa kana vanhu vavaramba kuti aiwa ivo hatikuzive takuisa nhingi wotanga kunodemonstrata for a why.
Ache, Honorable Chuma, please do stay on the line. Gibbs, I understand we have Mr. Believe Gaule.
Yes, Mr. Believe Gaule was contesting the primary elections in Cholocho, and he lost. Mr. Believe Gaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs, and everyone knows all the listeners, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You lost, Mr. Gaule, in Cholocho, and you are not a happy man. Is that the case?
Yeah, it's, I don't think it's. I can say I lost. I remember we talked during the day.
Yes.
And I told you that let's talk about the elections, the people who conducted the elections, the people who conducted the elections, the way, the manner they handled those elections. That is what I was worried about. Mm-hmm. And I raised that. I gave an example that on the first day, people were supposed to vote on a Sunday, and then the elections were postponed to the following day.
Mm-hmm.
And then on that very day, again, people gathered at around 6. I'm happy that one of my members of my party, my comrade, my brother, Comrade Chuma, is listening.
Mm-hmm.
And we are together in this program. I'm happy. I'm
yes,
glad.
Wonderful.
And I've been listening to what he has been listening us on, especially concerning the way the elections were held in the urban environment, that is in Bulawayo,
yes,
area.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just give an example. Right? Okay, fine. Then on the vetting, I just gave an example on how elections were conducted in Cholocho.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Fine. In Cholocho North constituency for a particular.
Mm-hmm.
In Cholocho North constituency, voting was supposed to be done on the 29th. And then later on, communication that it was then to the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Then people gathered again the following day, as early as 6 o'clock, early in the morning. And then they waited for those people to come. They were all there till up to 11 at night.
Mm.
And then you can imagine, distances apart, people walk 20 kilometers to cast their vote. And they expect the people to the polling officers. And then they spend the whole day waiting for those people. and you can just, right? But let me just give an example. What I know of an election is that the people that elections, the polling officers, the presiding officers, they come even a day before and wait for people to come and cast their vote and go back home and do their work. People cannot spend a whole day waiting for people to come and conduct the election. And you can imagine, people have walked long distances. And remember, Cholocho is in the, down there in the bush, wildlife. So that's taking people's lives into those dangers even then.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing. Let me tell you, I'll just give you another example. Right. Mm. Okay, then the following morning, you then say, after the following morning, that is the third day, you say, today people are voting, that's the very day, that is the third day. And then people, we have walked back home for at least about 20 kilometers, 15 kilometers, you expect them again to come back and cast a vote. And then, to me, that it doesn't make any sense. That's, to me, that's nonsense. That's
so,
rubbish.
Yes,
it is the highest order.
So, in any way, you're saying the election was rigged.
Let me give you another example.
Uh-huh.
And then now, on the other side, a driver carries ballot papers in his car with the polling officers.
Mm.
They're friends now with the police officers who are going to conduct the elections. They come to a station and they do whatever they want. What the hell of a nuisance is that?
Hold on.
If you come across such a thing,
hold on.
The way the elections were conducted.
He's a very bitter man. Hold on.
We have a caller. We'll come back to you. We have a caller. Tinam Koma Tindo. Magadi. Hello, Koma Tindo. Mchiripo Yerbarnare.
Diripo.
Sorry, Kuku, but I kwe kanguwa si taishita otumunzi kufuti suruku vaku na wa believe gaule vaka kundwa kucholocho noti asivaru kutaiwa andina ukundu wana kuti mabatu wakati kwa sarudzo ana kubatu kwa sesu notari sirwa imiwa umuru kuda kuti ipanya ya tukurukura
hey, aduruku wadzo waka jiwa shua wadaruku wadziwa nuku jiwa waka ita ni zino etika ya nduda utaura. Ine genya hope kuti nguva ndeine zeta shoma. Nona zviri kuitika apa ZANU-PF apa. ZANU-PF iparti hope chaizvo. MaZimbabwe tese takabuda muZANU-PF. Tese tikafoma maparti akawanda, tikabuda kuti akawanda, tikaita mamwe. Nenyaya idzodzo. Vanofanira kuzviziva izvozvo. Kuti ndo zvavanongoitawo kune vamwe vose vakabuda vachivashora vachiita sei izvo zvine mangwana vanotofoma pati yavo ivavo vakadyiwa ndiri kuti vanyaya vari kutaura imwe yekuti kwakuna maG40 watwati izvo zvokunyepa izvo vanhu vanovhotera munhu wavanoda vamunangagwa ndi vakati munhu avhotere paanoda kuti nyika isununguke iratidze kuti yasununguka kuti vagowana shamwari one. Ivozve chandinonyanya kuvashoorera ndechekuti varume avanoda basa rokutumwa kuparlamendi vasina ruzivo nebasa ravanotumwa ndiri kushamisika chiudzwa kuti tichiona kuti vakaiswa vachiwenga kuti vaite vice president tikanzwa kuti perenzishiri vakaiswa kuti vave gurukota rezvekurima zvinhu zvavasingazivi kufoswa zvamunonyatsoona kuti Zimbabwe chowadi haisati yasununguka. Wazi kana kuti nyika yakasununguka tichitongana nedemo zvichitangira mumba medu tichitongana nedemo zvavari kuita muZANU-PF vana chamisa vana mai mudzuru vana biti hapana chavanofira isusu tiri kunze kwenyika tiri kutambudzika varume nemi muri ikoko zvinokurwadzai munofanira kushandira kunhepfenyu rekuZimbabwe but chokwadi mazivano veZANU-PF ngavambomira kuita zvavari kuita izvi munoona vana chipangamazano vanotibatsira kutaura ini munhu wandinyatsoudzwa vanotaura ndi Mr. Dewamavinga vanonyatsokutaura zvimwe zvokuti dei vana veZimbabwe tinyatsokunzwisisa taitevedzera zvinotaurwa munhu agona kutokwanisa kuita purezidendi wozaane dzidziso pavana veZimbabwe vamwe vacho vanongotaura I didn't go so I didn't know munhu wadaitotarisira kuti ungava anotaura kuti wakanyara mugototipawo namba dzake munditsvakirewo namba dza Love Mo Maduku mugondipa ndautaura naye ndo munhu wandikatoona kuti ungakwalifya kuita president wenyika ava mulesa ava chokwadi kutapisa nguva ava emunangagwa chokwadi haasi president izvo ndo zvandinorapa haasi president inodaro
regai timbo ndikubatai muromo rambai muripo ndinzwo kuna Honorable Chuma kuti vanoti nezvamuri kutaura izvi nokuti zvingazowanda zvokuti vapindure. Honorable Chuma, muri kunzwawo zviri kutaurwa namukoma Tindo vari parunhare.
Ndava dzave dzichitaura chaizvo mukoma Tindo. Tirega ndivagadzise ndichiti varume vataura ava totanga na minista weagriculture waparent shiri. Being in the military does not mean kuti haaziye zveagriculture. Command agriculture yakatipa goho ne food security muno muZimbabwe ndiye angachitoirana very under the military ikoko asatabva ikoko because kupinda mumilitary dzavamene kuti kwakungodzirwa ne food chete nevabhomba vanhu vavaya vanodzidzira zvinhu zvakawandawanda zvine unotowana maspecialist in the economy wowana madhokotera imomuya wowana even maticha imomuya wowana mabhiridha imomuya muarmy imomuya saka itevemini kuti kana vava muarmy hauchazive zvimwe zvinhu zviri kuitika vachirivo vaya ndo vakaspeheda command agriculture vari under vamunangagwa vachiri vice president wafomer president Robert Gabriel Mugabe saka vatori nekodzero rakatokurisa chairo kuti vanogona kuita any basa raunogona kuvapa saka ndo pandati ndigadzise ipo paya then apo pazvino izvounzi munhu uyu haana kukodzera kuita president upresident ka hauendere kuchikoro upresident unongodiwa kuti uve ne 40 years according to our constitution yezimbabwe unova kutokwalifya kuti uite president and it's an institution iyaya ine support yemaminitri dzakati wandei wandei saka kuti uite president haunidi kuti uende kuharvard university kana any other university kuti udzidzire upresident unotopinda wopoisa masystems achaita kuti upresident wako uite a good presidency or a bad president, simple and straightforward. So anyone, in West Army 40 years and above Zimbabwe, and now I don't go to a president, he will be appointed as vice president, just like what Zogaitwa Kuna Baba Wachiwenga. Vanharopodzera vakatokurisa vakadzidzawo futi saka vanogona kutoita basa iroro and vechisevha like in a constitution they'll be serving under the pleasure of the president saka to disqualify people vezve kuti vamadhuku ndovoga iye ngaangoti vamadhuku ndiyo preferred candidate yake which is allowed that's a democratic choice but munhu wese neni ndakadaiso ndinarokodzero ende I can be the president of Zimbabwe one day hapana chinondirambisapo naye mukoma Timothy ivavo vari kutaura vakadzoka muno muZimbabwe vakakambena vanogona kutomuka vaa president wenyika vakutofamba nezvimhwani imomo nemamotokedhi ese aya
aiwa thank you so much maita basa honorable mukoma Tindo ndofunga manzwa honorable Chuma vachipindura nguva yedu ndo iri kufamba tine mumwe muteereri ari parunhare tinotenda zvikuru Hallo, tine mumwe muteereri Gibbs.
Yes, lo baba Isaac Mpofu. Baba Mpofu, kunjani?
Ndube nyapilo njani?
Nyapilo kakhulu, ye. Tine ngoti waloluke olwe ZANU-PF primary elections. Kanye ngazani kuyahlupha lapha. Utile ngalo Mpofini.
Abantu bayakhala Ndube uyabazi ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi kungabedliwa bangeke besatsontsha.
Hayi siyakuzwa bo.
Yakhala ezingochuma lezingogawula.
Ye. Uthi yakho bo.
Lalela Ndube ekunjani kamfowethu.
Impilo bovini.
Lalela Ndube ngikutshele. Ilizwe ma yena upresident wabo uthe ngena wathi ufuna ukuthi kukhulule ilizwe. Abantu bavotele umuntu omthandayo. Naye ugawula insukwenyana lezane belokhu ekhuluma ethi abantu bathethe umuntu abamfunayo so angibazi ukuthi la madoda bakhalela nodliwudliwe next time futhi nxa ulokhu usaphila buya futhi egrawundini abantu bebona ukuthi lokhu ayenzanga kahle njengawe ugawula futhi simkhethe futhi abuye bheki lo Chuma Yabona manje lamadoda ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi ezano kade beyenzani besidla ngendlela thize so bayakwazi ukuthi nxa sebesukile lapha kuthi ukuthi sebezolamba ngoba bekulethwa imumbu le ilethwa etsholotsho ugawula ithathe siyafaka emzini wakhe.
Sizambuza kakhulu kodwa uchuma unqobile phela
kuyotholwa omunye umuntu.
Ye uchuma unqobile phela empopongo.
No, uchuma maye nqobile kahlale khona apha engasoli lutho. Omunye nomunye umuntu maye winile uright kodwa uchuma ulo valo vele uyakwazi ukuthi MDC iyobuya imsusa empopoma. Uyosuka ngokugcina lokungoba wangena vele ngentunja yenaliti uyacabanga MDC ikhalele itayi ayi contest. Uchuma wangena yikho ukuthola ichance evote ehambe yedwa nje. So uyakwazi ukuthi uzodliwa vele.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke ube lempela viki enhle kakhulu.
Alright, Dube, ngiyabonga mfowethu, na ube lempela viki enhle.
Hayi sibonga kakhulu Mpofini. Bye-bye baba.
Bye-bye baba.
Yeah, uyakhuluma lapho Mpofu. Mpofu is saying that you know Mr. Kaule should cry a lot because he suspects that he wants to enrich himself. So he says since the food has been taken away from his mouth, so that's why he's making so much noise.
He's bitter.
For Chuma, he says, well, he won, but he's afraid of the FDC. That's why he sounds to be, you know. So maybe siya kubaba uGawule kuqala.
Yeah.
Baba Gawule, uyakhuluma lapho Mpofu. Uthi hayi phela ungakhali kakhulu ithemba libulali baba Gawule. Ngamafutshane.
Izele akunakukhala lapha. Ukukhala sikhuluma ngento ukukhala lokukhuluma ukuthi umsebenzi uqhutshwe kanjani. Uyawuze ngithe mina ngikhuluma emini ngithe kuyakuthinyela ukhetho ukuthi ama-observers ayebona ukuthi ukhetho luhambe njani. Akungitshela futhi Dube ngingakhuluma emini ngathi mina ayisomuntu ongambuzi ukuthi ukhetho luhambe njani. Ungabuza abantu abayibo kade bezivota besenza wonke umsebenzi. Ama-observers ngabantu ngathi ngoba mina ngizakutshela ukungayisikho. Kodwa kusalayo ukuthi umuntu kulelungelo lakho uzikhulula noma yiphi into ayifunayo. Ngoba omunye umuntu Dube noma ungaze umbuze uyaphuma topic yena leli khuluma ngayo sikhuluma ngokhetho ukuthi lokuhambe njani ukuthi ubani unjani ukuthi ubani usebenza njani ukuthi ama ministers abantu basebenza ambona kuyangenelana lento le sikhuluma ngokuthi ukhetho luqhutshwe njani lube lukhetho lukhululekileyo yinike isibonelo kumbe ngxenye abantu abalalelayo kwabo bazo ababizi ngithe wakubona i-election ukuthi umkuyaqasa ngo-7 elindele kuzokuthi awu-11 ebusuku engavotanga. Ekarisizolo kwakufike. Konoko kodwa kumele umuntu azivuze nxa ilaleli ukuthi kathi sokulukhetho bani lololo. Ukhetho lakhona kwenye indawo kwavota ebusuku kuqala ngo-6 kwaze kwaphela ngama-3 ebusuku. Walubona nje lapho ukhetho lunjalo.
Khona i-ballot box yabo ungayibona yini i-ballot paper le-ballot box nxa sokusebusuku.
Ungayibona
amakhandlela ke.
Yikho konoko kwethu lowo wathi umsebenzi kwakhe ukuthi hey ukumbuyi opposition ukuthi yena ngomuntu wephathe enye phela abantu bayaze expose ukuthi yena usekhuba ukuthi yena uzondizana uPF kumbe thina asikhulumi ngokuzonda amaphathi sithi lanxa ikhelo iprimary amaphathi nalaza yena amaprimary zawo ayenzwe kuhle yini MPC ibani zayo amaprimary baza wenza njani ayenzwe kuhle yini xa kulokunye okungayenziwa ukuthi asikusoleni koloko sithi mesi kube umkhuba omubi esi olahlwayo umuntu wonke anikwe ithuba lokuzikhethela.
Ah, uboni ke Gawule, yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Honorable Chuma, I think maybe you can react from what Mr. Gawule is saying. He's actually mentioning that the election was conducted at night. Honestly, between 6 p.m. and 3 a.m., what type of an election is that? that's exactly what he's querying here, Honorable Chuma.
Right. I think... My good brother Gawule is got the some sense that he's talking about. Yes, some anomalies happened, and it does happen. But now, what I am going to want to ask you is that when all this was happening, was it not happening for all the candidates, including the ones that won him, or it was happening for him alone? Because you see, the delays and everything surely must have affected everyone. And therefore, when the election eventually happens, it happens for everyone as well. Mm-hmm. So there, that's where now I'll say to my brother, but why would you cry? Because right now, as you are saying, people walk long distances, especially in the rural areas. Mm-hmm. They walk for over 20 km and stuff like that. So honestly, when they've opened up,
should they turn people back again and say, no, go back home and come back again, knowing that that person is going to travel another 20 Ks now? Is that not going to be texting again? Will that person come back tomorrow? Rather, let's open it up and finish everyone who's here and serve them. And if it means that it's going to go, up to 3 a.m., so be it, as long as there's adequate light and as long as there's all the agencies for the candidates to be there to see that there's no foul play. Because, you know, unlike in towns, if you said, well, no, go back and come back tomorrow, they're just going to nearby places. Mm. But in the rural areas, they are going to travel a big distance. So really, I think it was a good thing to say, no, let's rather carry on with the election and finish everyone. Even if it means they were going to do it overnight, let's do it instead of sending people who are going to travel again long distances. So I think that was a common sense. And all that we should worry about here, and probably find out from Kaula, is that were their agents there present to witness and see that whoever is casting their ballot votes are doing it properly.
Thank you.
And there's no cheating there. I think that's where we should be worried about. But to worry about time, especially in rural areas, really, you are just crying to say that it has taken them 3 days to vote. Finally, the vote is commenced. Should they then stop it because it's now 6 o'clock and it's going to be at night and send people away? That would be my question to him.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma. We'll come back to him after the call. Yes, start the call.
Yes. Tinamkoma Edmo. Magadim koma Edmo.
Dinosara Baba Magadio.
Zakasimba Murikupi.
Diriku United Arab Emirates.
Oh, mteleri wedu yo. UAE. Kurisei United Arab Emirates.
Kuchiri nani, kuri kutichengetao, zakatatuwa na nika edi ya Zimbabwe.
Ndizozo, tisapedza nguwa, taura itinzwe nyayenyu?
Ndivu na kutu kuna baba wa wakajikiwa, in fact, to all those candidates we have anukia who lost in their primary elections, they mustn't be too much bitter because zavari kunzwa iko zinoga. Those are Tino's wife who were in Zimbabwe ever since ZANU-PF which Tango contest was Zakasimba, the MDC. Because in any what I believe is ZANU-PF has been rigging my elections. And even when they were enjoying Isusuma Zimbabweans, Tichi Safa, Tichi Wazi, Wazi, Warkungo, Itapar Kutabiri, Wafapo. And he's talking of people who are traveling 10, 15, 20 kilometers. But the pain in the game more punish our consoles. And the Faniriku waste time, Yedu, Sengua in Zimbabwe, she talked about ZANU-PF. Because ZANU-PF has nothing to offer. Yakataza Mgorefu. At 8 years, ZANU-PF is stronger. We can't continue on running. Wow. I am going to see a girl's house. Can go in the room and in your house. So, what it is on the air, still the day. I was listening to our vice president, Nasa Chava, and in Danzwa, but at Tinavan, I could tunga mirror. Can I just take a good chamis? I put our about bullet trains, I put our about spaghetti roads, or the tea. In 5 hours, which means the Zinus Ruto Munaki Zaga and Azutom Wunakuti Panichiri wrong, but here. So we shouldn't be talking about ZANU-PF Panguaino. ZANU-PF has failed us, has failed our country. But as a good actor, he won my primary elections. I on this, I can't embury. I don't bother. Please, grind Akano Sorora, can I in a Zunus Aja wait out fine?
Maita basa mukoma Edmo regaitinzwe kubva kuna va Gaule first pamuri kutaura kuti losers should not be bitter. Mr. Gaule, do you want to respond to our caller, Mr. Edmo, who is calling from United Arab Emirates, who is saying losers should not be bitter? ZANU-PF has been rigging elections, and these same people who are crying foul have been enjoying those rigged results.
I think I'll repeat what I said again, even though I said it in the belly. I'll repeat that. I said I'm not supposed to be commenting on these issues, especially on how the election was conducted. I think the people, the electorate is in a better position to comment, to give you to comment on such matters. Because at times someone will take it as if I'm there to defend myself, I'm there to say maybe I lost because of this, that, to give some excuses. No. We are simply saying, how were the elections conducted? Were the elections free and fair? Were the elections, you know, every now and then, that was why I was giving an example of observers. It's only that in primaries we don't have observers observing these elections. But in the future, I think we must do something, because the president today hinted that we put in place a commission to conduct these elections. And therefore, yes, of course, we are hearing that some things didn't go well in some other provinces. But since it's just a beginning, or this commission was put in place for these primary for these primary elections that was held on the 30th. Then what we have learned. You know, we have learned that some of the things that were done by the we came across some of the problems. We are going to, in future, we are going to try and avoid the same thing repeating itself. That is what the president was saying. It's a learning phase. As we move on, we have learned that we can avoid such problems by doing A, B, C, D. This is exactly what I was saying. But for someone, it is their right to say whatever they want. So if you invite me to these such interviews, then people have a field day over us. Then we're not wondering. Let's talk about the election. Someone from the opposition will say, hey, ZANU-PF, what is ZANU-PF? Where does ZANU-PF? Let's talk about the elections, the way they were conducted. And the MDC is going to hold some primary elections in the future. How are they going to hold their primary elections? Are they going to hold free and fair elections? So that's what I was trying to share with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Gaule. I think Mr. Edmore heard what you said when you explained your position. Ndofunga mkoma Edmore waenda, ndofunga wetu wachiri poparu na regipsi.
Ye, unjaro kezi. Pukele kuba buchuma, baba kolite, uyazwela lapa kezi. Pukele kuti, abanye abantu bathi uvele ibandla leZANU-PF lokukhuluma ngalo nje ikuzenzela nje ngoba kukhanya ngazani ema primary lawa ye kuyakhanya ukuthi ukukhona ukuhambe kubi lokuhambe kuhle kodwa uvele uyalisola ke ubaba lowo ibandla leZANU-PF. Ngicela umphendule just 1 minute bese sithatha omunye umuntu lapha baba Juma. Ye Kolite, uyangizwa?
This person is clearly not a ZANU-PF member. He prefers another party. But while he does that, he must learn to be tolerant of our party. And Kakumi Yaki party, this is exactly what causes polarization in our politics in Zimbabwe. Because we want to jump in and dig into other people's affairs. It is wrong. Talk about your party and talk about how you're going to strategize and probably win an election. Not to be poking your nose and fingers to the other party, which is doing its own business at its own guidelines. Mm-hmm. So really, it's a simple matter of someone who's an opposition guy who wants to propel his party by who controls any party. That's not how you do it. When I tell people what you're going to do as a party, how you're going to do your things as a party, finish and clear, then people will decide what they want to do. They'll decide who they want to vote for. It's simple as that.
Yeah, kulobaba umizi hlahla uyabhala lapho ukuthi all these so-called big wigs who fall by the wayside, do we have any proof that they've been legitimate in the past? Maybe they were piggybacking on Mr. Robert Mugabe, who we questioned his legitimacy long back. So if they came that the elections were actually rigged, so which means ZANU-PF is capable of rigging elections. So we should say all the elections in the past were actually rigged. people have spoken. And then we've got another caller. That is Smanga, Smanga Mpofu. In fact, she's not calling, but she sent a message here. She says, yeah, I'm watching you guys from Botswana, and I believe that things are happening in Zimbabwe right now. Pamela Kumalo writes to us and says, your broadcast is interrupted a little bit. So we check it out, what is going on. Then we've got Jason Maposa, who says, I'm watching you before it too. He's at Deppen, well, in South Africa. Uzobuya njalo umsunduzo Ndlovu uthi linjani basakazi sikahle fowethu wena unjani khona ngapho siyakubhabhayiza uyabona kuzobuya ukabongwe khabo uthi fe MRP sengkhona uba khona abantu kulapha okukhuluma
no
ungana kuvuleka umtshina
yeah I need to vula umtshina
yeah umtshina wako uyalamba
yeah unotenderera uyaboda
into zabantu
yes but I just wanted to read I saw something about what happened during the elections.
Mm-hmm.
There is someone who wrote, he's a ZANU-PF member, or she's a ZANU-PF member. They didn't want to put their name, but they said the worrying situation is the delays in officially announcing the results. They're mm-hmm. saying this is a worrying situation because they said the results should be announced like now. And they're also expressing disappointment after some men were allowed to vote for the women's quota representative mm-hmm. when only female members were supposed to participate. I don't know if Mr. Gaule or Honorable Chuma can respond to that. Maybe I can start with Mr. Gaule. What do you say about these complaints from one of the people who sent us a message here that the delay in announcing officially the results mm-hmm. and also men participating in the selection of female representatives in the women's court?
I don't know really what the delays they are talking about, because this time around, when elections are conducted, we are using the same method system that is used by ZAC, that you have a party in our primaries. After the voting, then the counting is done and the results are published. Then you display the results on the entrance by the door. So for people to get the results. I think that is that. But then for the women, yes, women vote for themselves. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's not allowed that men vote for the women quota. It's not allowed. I don't know where they're getting that from.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is a caller, I think is from Manicaland, there's a listener from Manicaland, because down there they were saying in Nyanga elections went on very well, but in Mutasa there were some men who voted in the elections despite the fact that only women should vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then we've got some people are asking some questions. We've got a guy by the name, where is that guy? Oh, it's Priska Chikonda.
Mm-hmm.
She says, ZANU-PF wants Angle Pit Rukeje to go. They're now claiming that Generation 40 rigged the elections. They're also claiming that the police rigged the elections. And some of them are saying, Bora Mzango. Baba Chuma. Nonsense into lap.
Right. The first thing that I need to also explain about the delays in announcing certain elections is like this. Where there is no problem, the National Commissar has already announced the winners of those particular elections. But wherever there is a query, it will be very folly for him to then declare and announce a winner, because somebody will have lodged a complaint. Remember, there's a commission that will sit down and look into such things. So it's only normal and fair for him to then withhold those results before announcing, so that we don't cause more animosity among us people. Can you imagine if, suppose me and my brother Gaule were standing in the same country and he wins and I lose? Then I write to the commission and say, no, I have a problem of A, B, C, D. If the commissioner then announces Gaula as the winner, I will then be bitter. And I've now got grounds to now complain harder to say, but I lodged my complaint and I haven't been answered, but already somebody is being declared a winner. How so? So it is normal, therefore, that where there are queries, they cannot then announce those results as the winner until those queries are dealt with and everything is satisfactory and then the winner is then announced. Or in some instances, actually, as I heard today, there are some places where there's going to be reruns because of the anomalies and the evidence that has come forward to say, oh, okay, yeah, for sure, yeah, there was a problem, so let everyone go back and re-vote again. So those are the kind of circumstances that will probably cause that kind of delay. But yet again, the women's quota is definitely supposed to be reserved for women. But then again, you can find some people who decide to be silly enough to do such things to get everyone to be voting for that. It is wrong. And in such instances, if it has happened, when they bring those queries, I'm sure the commission is going to sit down and nullify those results in order that the rightful people must go and cast the vote in those places.
Now, Jesse Matthews has got some message here. He says, this exercise was badly carried out, and the winners should not rejoice. Excuse me. Should not rejoice because casting a blind eye on this is not good at all. Those that won in a flawed system. Yes, lo baba njalo cinga lapha ke ubaba Ncube. Baba Ncube uthona njani? Baba Ncube cinga wena uyangizwa?
Ya, ngiyakuzwa baba.
Unjani Ncube?
Hayi mina ngiphilile, ngibenjani lapha.
Ngishaphila kukhulu ibizo mbani Ncube.
Khetho Ncube.
Ye, akuthi uthona ubona njani udaba lolo?
Mina udaba lolo ndibona ngathi bavela baphambanisa abantu bezanu PF kudala bethatha umbuso kwamanje lapha kuba bahlanganise bonke abantu manje bona ngathi zanu iyatshabalala manje uba ubelieve angakhali kakhulu ngoba bazobathanyela bonke manje kathesi bona ngathi kuphuma kwabo ngoba ngase sisekana babancane vele sodlula kubo sicishile uba bathethi bafaka basebenzi bafana abancane bahlanganisa abantu kuthi nakogethatha ilizwe kwahlalwa phansi kwakhulumiswana amaphathi wonke abahambana wonke kwakhetha upresident oyi-one kwakuzokuba ngcono.
So okwenzakala kathesi vele ubona zani kuzanu lapha sokutshaya umoya phakathi
lapha kuna siyihokovo ukuthi vele sesidlula nje ngejabo nje basifulela indlela yokuthi indlule kamnandi vele
lizawokwa over lingabo bani kolapho-ke Ncube
njengama-opposition i-MDC ekababuthamisa
kanti njengoba lakhona ngalela kungazani yeyi kunzima.
Hayi, isimenemene nje sabokhuphe nabo kufuna izikhundla abantu abasebenzela ezikhwameni zabo basebenzela umphakathi
yasebenzela
nje sesesaburid ukuthi no abantu abasebenzela izikhwama ikuze sibabeke eceleni bonke.
Ye, ukuthi abakho khonapho-ke kade bengazidifenda kodwa-ke nxa singaqhubeka khonapho sithi wena ngombono wakho sibili ukhetho lwezanu belukhululeke kanganani ngokuzwa kwakho kumbe ngokubona kwakho?
Ukhetho belukhululeke kakhulu beluluhle sem ukuthi wonke umuntu besezinto ayifuna ngoba upresident uthe umuntu nomuntu kavotele umuntu amfunayo. So sebevote laba abafunekayo laba abangafunekiyo ngabahlale phasi ngoba lathi sala sikhala mnyaka yonke ukuthi siyarigwa siyathikela amaelection bona kabakubo manje sokutshontshela bona sekuqala ukukhala manje namuntu akube fe nojulayi futhi kube fe njengakhona koko kwenzakeleyo sitshile izinto izele ziyele kude esimweni esirayi.
So utokwenza okwenza uDube lo Ncube kuyamenza
iya akwenza ukuthini nobhanda kuyameza manje abatela ngoba lindele thini kudathi siyodlule ngathi sale kade manje lapha siyasokola ngoba South Africa sesigaya ukubuyela ekhaya kusabuyeki yabona.
Ye akucebise ke
thola izinto
ye cebisa ke bolaba abangena kukhetho olunje nxa ungadliwa kumele wenzeni?
Bangadliwa kumele bahlale phansi bangafoma amanye amaphatha bahlale phansi bayeke nabafana abahokele ilizwe libuze ngoba manje ngakhela umntu le-8 years uthi uzobusani vele umntu le-8 years.
So wena nxa usithi abafana abancane nxa wena udinga abafana abancane kumele kuvotelwe abasuka kuphi umnyaka besiya kuphi?
Sesifuna abale-40 kusiya phasi 40 years kusiya phasi
abaphezulu lapho no
ya abaphezulu abadala bake babenza ijana kuyokuhamba inkabi ezincane ngithi inkabi ingaguga kuyafaka kwezinye ezincane yi-7
hayi siyakuzwa
akuhlale phasi kulungise kahle amacala lana wathi wakwabulawa abantu siwavala eceleni kumbeni ilizwe kahle abandi baphuma abadala laba ngoba besaba amacala.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ncube baba ungadinwa kusasa.
Okay baba mathi yangishiya lezi nsuku zami kungena kalisamfaki ma.
Hayi ukuthi cincingo kade singangeni kuhle so bona zani lamhla hayi zimncwa kakhulu
ya nanto wathi kumnandi
hleli. Hayi sibongele kakhulu Ncube ungadinwa kusasa baba.
Thank you,
Bye. Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, so Mr. Ncube says, you know, the confusion in ZANU-PF will actually benefit the opposition. So he says all old people or senior citizens should just go by themselves and say, we are not contesting, because they are not eligible to be voted for this year. Eh?
Those who said they were not contesting, you know what they did?
Hmm?
They wanted to be senators.
Yeah. So he says 40 and below, yes, you are going to vote. Mm. But anyone above 40, no.
No.
So he says this is a young generation.
I can throw a question to Mr. Gaule. Mr. Gaule, do you see ZANU-PF emerging united or a united party when it comes to the general elections after these problems?
I don't think these are elections, primary elections are a problem in the party.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. But ZANU-PF is a very big party. ZANU-PF is a revolutionary party.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. You know, with this leadership renewal, but now we have a new president, our party is even stronger than before.
Mm.
And it is ready for elections. And we are going to win the forthcoming elections resoundingly. This is what I'm telling you, good people.
Mm. Honorable Chuma, munoona ZANU-PF ichizenge yakabatana here musarudzo dziri kuuya idzi? Tichiona vakadyiwa vamwe vari kunyunyuta zvikuru zvokunge vari kuto 310 takaverenga mumapepa tisingazivi hedu kuti zvakadzama zvakadii, vamwe vachikotwa mumapepa kunzi vamunangagwa vanogona kudyiwa nezviri kuitika izvi musarudzo dziri kuuya, nekuti vanhu vakawanda havasi kugutsikana, havana kugutsikana nemafambisiro avakaitwa sarudzo.
Mukoma wangu vaGaule vanyatsozvisa nemazvo chaizvo chaizvo. ZANU-PF revolutionary party. Primary hungu tingachema apa neapo zvinoonekwa zvinowanikwa futi. Asi kana takuenda uko kusarudzo chairo chairo general election uko, miraone mchina wacho wandooiriwa, toenda kutofamba nebhora takuziva kuti muvengi one uko. Tinobatana tese, tinotokangana zvese izvi, tese tofamba as a united front. Tichinopunzane kuparadza muvengi, tichinohwina futi, ende tichihwina nemutsindo vataurwa namukoma wangu waGaule kunzi were going to win resoundingly. That's exactly what will happen. Izvizvi mateething problems edu mumba medu, asi kana takubuda pazogo tinobuda takabatana maoko takusmilirana, will be smiling laughing, joking to each other and laughing all the way to the ballot box and laughing all the way to our resounding victory. Saka kuwina, definitely tiri kuwina. Izvi ndezvo zvedu zvemumba, tichagadzisana, tichaita sori, zvifambe. Kana taane ne common enemy apo, aiwa miraone, toitabatana zvimwe zvinhu zvisingatombobvira.
Takanzwa nezuro vamwe vachitoda kurovera bhora musango pasati patombonzi pena, vakutoti ngarirovererwe musango. Munoti?
I'll tell you one thing. Obviously, kana munhu achiri akatsamwa ka, munhu anogona kutaura anything. Even iwo vakadai so, if you are angry, that's why people say that don't say anything when you are angry. Because at that moment, it's a definite moment of madness where you can say anything. Until mangwana uzotanga kuregera kuti, but why did I even say that? Vari kuzotaura nhasi nekuti vakatsamwa. Asi mangwana kana tati sori, haiwa hapana bhora musango rinobuda ipapo. I'm telling you now, and get it from me. All those people that are saying whatever they are saying now is because of their anger at the moment. But the president already, if he has a speech today, a pacifier, we are going to do an outreach. To end up as we are going to have a campaign, to tell everyone that we Saka maguna gurei muri moga, ende tinogwane common enemy, atigwe nezvibhakira ba, tinogwane ballpen, zvisa X, babado redu reZANU-PF, Diamond, zvese zvinopera.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, Baba Gaule, ngamafutshane sibili, 10 seconds, akugqibe khona apo baba.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ebangitshile ngathi ucomrade Chuma ebeka khonapho, mbona ngani kuyanjabulisa kakhulu ukuthi emsakazweni abalaleli bethu phandle ngale balaleli bayazizwela nje ukuthi izinto inhlelo zihamba njani. Kakhulu iredio uhlelo lolu luyalalelwa kakhulu umphakathi ngale ngaphandle. Andanokuthi ngutsho namfitshane nje ukuthi ukuthi abantu kade betshengisela besithini, kuqondile ukuthi abantu bangatshengisela upresident esilive singumuntu
olalelayoukhulumaupresidentwathiwathina
hhayi lokho kukhulunywe okwenziwe abakwenziweyo okunye kwakhona abantu kade betshengisela.
Yes, siyabonga Gaule. Yes, sibonga kakhulu Gaule, isikhathi sesiphelile mnumzane. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Honorable Joseph Chuma, MP Pelanda Mpopoma, and Mr. Pilif Kaule, who lost the election. That is the primary ZANU-PF election. Signing off is Gibbs Chube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
Enda mjonga kandemiri ndichitenda vose vateererwa kwanisa kupinda muchirongwa mara zvakanaka.